Superintendent, where did the incident occur?
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Look, I don't know the area itself. It's people are referring to it as the Deep in West Cape Howe. So that's somewhere along, well, it's not far from Shelley Beach. My understanding is that the officers and first responders, the only vehicular access was via Shelley Beach. So some of your locals would know that area, the Deep, more than I would.
And the conditions yesterday, do you know what they were like when the man found himself in a bit of trouble?
Yeah, look, I wasn't in town yesterday, so I wasn't aware of the conditions, but it was reported to me that the water was fairly choppy. That came from the Volunteer Marine Search and Rescue people that went out to be part of the rescue attempt. I think the police and SES that were sent out there were talking about how slippery the rocks were. So always potential, especially in those conditions.
Mm. And just an absolute tragedy. Man in his 30s, believed to be a local.
Yeah, he's a local man. And again, you know, sometimes we hear of tourists that come down. They hear about the great fishing opportunities in the Great Southern, which it is. It's a beautiful location. And often we hear foreigners or people that aren't familiar with the location that sadly have lost their lives. And on this occasion, you know, it's equally tragic, but on this occasion it's a local as well. So somebody that I presume you would have known the area fairly well, may have been fishing there on previous occasions or along the coast. So he's a man, a 30-year-old man from Bayonet Head. And we've spoken to family, spoke to them yesterday. We won't be releasing the name just yet, you know, out of respect to the family wishes. But yeah, it's awful. It's you know, we've had many of these incidents, as you know, over the past few years. And I've spoken to the media on many occasions about the dangers of fishing on the rocks. And you know, we keep on putting that message out that you need to make safety your absolute paramount choice when you're involved in this sort of recreation. And I would urge anybody to, if considering that, just to go onto the various websites, Department of Parks and Wildlife and Recfish WA, just to get their advice. And the message that comes up loud and clear when you look at that advice is that you must, and the words must have been used, wear a life jacket. It's an absolute must, and do every other safety precaution that you can.
And Superintendent Dominic Wood, with yesterday's tragedy, great response from our emergency services out there and first responders getting to the scene pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's always very sad. We're talking about volunteers. You know, the Volunteer Marine Search and Rescue do an amazing job. The speed of their response, as always, was incredible. From Denmark, put their vessels into the water very, very quickly, and as did the Albany Marine Search and Rescue. They were dispatched pretty quick. So, and as I say, we were making arrangements to get air support up and SES volunteers along there as well. So I'd like to always, you know, thank them for their support. We're talking about volunteers that, you know, they put their life on the line as well to rescue and help people in distress. So great response. But sadly, the water's very, very dangerous. If you go into the water unprepared, it can have tragic consequences, as it has again on this occasion.
Superintendent Dominic Wood from Great Southern Police, thanks for having a chat with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Terry.